94CBA Mobile.
So what? Yeah, so what?
I know you give your call sign. I ain't talking to so what.
Come on, you should know my voice by now. Darn it. Wait, you're going to be around this weekend, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, there's a gun show this weekend. Yeah, I'm going to be around.
I have to send you my address so we can you can swing by the house and check out the playroom, as it were.
Sound like a wiener. Yeah, I'm headed to play some tennis again today. I played at noon and I'm playing. Well, I have a clinic at 6. Just gonna get there a little early. But anywho. Yeah, I just didn't catch your voice on that short verse there, so, I was hoping it was somebody with a call sign.
Are you kidding me? Patrick Shane, but it jumped all over me. Okay, next time I'll throw my calls out first.
Well, I mean, I just know better than to talk to somebody that says something and then give a call sign. I mean, you know. But anyway. Because like Tom Rouse says, they walk among us.
Oh, I understand. Trust me. I understand. See, that the difference between me and some of them folks out there is I don't give those people credence. If they want to interrupt and ka-chunk, let them do it. You know, it ain't gonna bother me. You just ignore it. You don't give them any kind of anything. You know, just talk right over it.
That's what I do. I don't even acknowledge it. Some people. I talked to a guy the other day, and he was started talking about it, and I tried to get him off of that subject because I practically had to tell him, just let's just not talk about it, and maybe, go on with our conversation or QSO or whatever. But anyway, yeah, just ignore it. It's the best thing to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just coming back from up there. Up near Spartanburg, up there. I just did a repair for a new customer who got my name from a current customer. So got her all taken care of, got her back up and running, and now I'm heading back to the house.
I was sitting there at the traffic light at Pelham and Haywood Road. That's Beacon Hill, by the way, highest point in the city of Greenville. And I had you on the input. I don't know where you are, but anyway. So I'm headed down Pelham Road, and then I'm going to turn on Haywood to Congaree, and then I'll be there.
I am crossing the intersection where Highway 80 dumps out to Wade Hampton here, up in the Lyman area, and I'm heading towards Greer, or Grur.
Sure, and say it right. So that's pretty good, be able to hear you that far on the input. You know, there was a guy years ago, black and white TV, Truth or Consequences. Bob Barker, I believe, was MC. I may be wrong about that, but I think he was. He was a young man back then. And so one night we were watching it. We watched that show, most of the time. And there was a guy on there from Greer, South Carolina. But he said Greer. And so, Bob didn't know what he was saying, so he had him spell it, and Bob said, "Oh, you mean Greer?" And he said, "Yeah, that's what I said, Greer." So then the audience started laughing, and he immediately picked up on that. Bob Barker did, and he he started making fun of the guy, or making the guy tall, making fun of, you know, and everybody was laughing at him, and he didn't know what was going on, poor fella. I really just, you know, felt sorry for him.
Well, you know, as much as everybody makes fun of my, how I speak, and I've actually had to slow down my speaking so y'all can catch up.
All business, you're the y'all. I mean, dang, I'm a native of Greenville. I was born and raised here and lived here all my life, but 2.5 years in Charleston, and the rest of the time I've been here. And I hope to die here. But anyway, that was a long time ago, black and white TV. I remember, you know, my dad won a color TV for $1, and it was a raffle, and the lady, one of the ladies at the bank, let me see if I got the repeater here. KP4CBA. One of the ladies at the bank, there at People's National, my dad was head of the bookkeeping department back then, and her name was Mary Penn, and she was going to buy a lottery ticket, or not a lottery ticket, but a ticket for this giveaway for the TV. It cost $1, and she said, "You want me to buy you a ticket, Wendell?" And he said, "Yeah." So he gave her $1, and she bought him a ticket. And brought it back, and some gun, he didn't win that color. It was a 25 or 27 inch color. It was a big TV, and what color TV was?
KB2HXS. And anyway, to get back to the y'all comment, if I tried to speak in my native New York tongue, I might be thrown off the repeater, you know, with too many F bombs or something, you know. So that's why I have to learn the Southern way to talk. You know, I got to be polite and courteous and all that kind of stuff. Back over to you, Dave. KB4, CBA in the group, KB2HXS.
At the moment, we are the group. But anyway, KB4, CBA, mobile. Let's see, it was something else I was going to tell you. Golly dang. I have these fleeting thoughts. But anyway, don't know what it was now. Something to do with the y'all thing. But, we had a guy that, when I was working at Fairway Ford years ago, back in the 80s, as a mechanic, and this guy came in from up north, and I just went over and greeted him and said, you know, if you need any help with anything, I said, just, you know, holler at me, and if I can help you, I will. And he was very appreciative of that, but I could tell he was, you know, from up north. It was real obvious. And so one day we'd gone to lunch together, and he was driving, and he this car was turning right on the Lawrence out of the parking lot, and he wanted to turn right. Well, he said, "Watch this." He didn't want to wait for the person to turn right, so he just pulled up beside him and turned right in front of him. And, you know, I'm sure it ticked him off, but he didn't care. And I said, "Dang, man, why did you do that?" Some people drive like that down here. And, you know, this was, what, 25, 35, 40 years ago. But anyway, so I had to educate him on how we drive down here in South Carolina.
I think you need to bring some of that education back to some of these folks, because I tell you what, I've witnessed some really strange things in the last couple of weeks and months. Dave, I'm going to let you go. I'm just about home, getting ready to turn on 14 here and head to the house. I'm about 3 minutes away. You have a good evening on your tennis, and we will catch you later. KB4CBA, KB2HXS.
Well, enjoy the key maneuvering for a parking space. Yeah, with my 4Runner. It's like the easiest thing to park. It's like driving a big pickup truck. But anyway, you have a good one. Enjoy the QSO, and I've got a while, but I have destinated. But anyway, 73 is there, bud. And, yeah, let's try to get together this weekend. That would be great. Talk to you later, KB4CBA. Clear.
Will do, Dave. KB2HXS. Have a good evening.